All right, everyone, this is Jim Katsoulis, and I want to welcome you to the new body design seminar. I'm really excited to get you on the line and do this. I really haven't done one of these in a while, and I'm doing it because there's going to be a new live Program Yourself Thin course starting next week, next Wednesday night. And I like to do this course to kind of not only help you design a new body in a different way than you're probably expecting, but also so that I can explain to you how your mind works and so that you can use this information to start getting better results. Okay, so ideally you are in a place where you can concentrate, where you'll be left alone. Ideally you have a piece of paper and a pen so you can take some notes as you're doing this. I will let you know that this call is only for tonight. Tomorrow I will be releasing a PowerPoint presentation that will be similar to this but a little bit different. And one of the other differences is at the very end of this, I'm going to make a special offer that's only going to be for the people on this call. So not necessarily the fairest thing for people that couldn't make it and are going to listen to the replay. But for you, if this makes sense to you, if this approach kind of puts a light on your head and you want to go forward with it, I'm going to make it a really cool offer at the end of it for you. So let's get started. What we're going to talk about tonight is the mental secrets of permanent weight loss. Okay, and again, it's an area that most people don't talk about. In this seminar, you're going to find out why you and most people struggle so hard to lose weight with minimal results. You're going to discover the one thing that people who permanently lose weight do differently. Okay, and I'll give you a hint, it's a mental thing. You're going to get a crystal clear image of the body that you want and a brand new understanding of how to get it. And you're going to go through, at the end, a step-by-step mental programming session. A little bit different than self-hypnosis. It's going to be a mental programming session that's going to change the way that you think and feel about your body forever. It's going to give you a different understanding of your body and your mind. Now, before we get started, again, you're going to hear me say this a lot. What I'm always focusing on, what gets the best results I've found, is when you influence your state. And I want you to influence your state right now. Wherever you are, sit up, drop your shoulders, relax your stomach, and take a deep, relaxing breath, and let it out. Now, for those of you who don't know me, my name is Jim Katsoulis, and as you can probably tell from my name, I come from a Greek background. Okay, so growing up, not only did I grow up in America, but I grew up in the Greek culture, which is very food-based. Everything was based around food. And so beyond that, I was also in America, and we followed the standard American diet, the SAD diet. Lots of sugar, lots of soda, nonstop snacking. Okay, this was how I was raised, and this is what I knew. So much to the point that my father, who was overweight, died at 54 of a heart attack. All right, so I want you to understand that when I talk about this stuff, A, it's very, very personal to me, and I want you to understand that it wasn't always easy for me, and that is the reason I can relate so deeply to people that struggle changing their food habits and their behaviors, because I was there. That's what I lived for the first half of my life. Now, even though my father died of what seemed to be weight-related, I found myself at 20 years old, 50 pounds overweight. Okay, so even though I had all the emotional damage from that and all the decision of saying, that's it, no matter what, I'm not going to get overweight, here I was at 20 and I found myself 50 pounds overweight. Now, I did what most people did. I tried diets, I tried excessive exercising, and what would happen is I would get results, but I wasn't able to maintain them. And so after doing this for a while, I finally realized I needed to find a new way. And I began studying mental development, how to reprogram my mind. And I like to refer to it as changing myself from the inside out. Okay, so instead of just focusing on what to eat and exercising, what to do on the outside, I began to focus on how to change myself from the inside. And that's made all the difference in the world. Because I not only lost the 50 pounds very quickly, but most importantly, and most impressively to me, is that I was able to keep it off, and I've been able to keep it off for 15 years now without any dieting, okay, or excessive exercising. What I'm trying to tell you is that when you make these changes from the inside out, when you reprogram your mind, these changes stick. And that's what we're talking about here. Okay, we're not talking about how to get weight loss. We're talking about how to get permanent weight loss, and it's different. So when I got this change, it made such a big difference in my life, and it was so important to me that I literally, this became the focus for me. And I ended up getting certified as a hypnotist. I became certified as an NLP trainer. I became certified as a yoga instructor so that I could teach people how to get the same results I've got. And since then, I've done over 2,000 private weight loss sessions, and I've created Program Yourself Thin and many other self-improvement programs. Now, I want to make a disclaimer. I am not a personal trainer or nutritionist, okay? I'm not here to tell you what to do and what to eat, but I'm going to use some of the most powerful mental programming techniques available to help you program your unconscious mind to do what you already know you should be doing, all right? For this seminar to have a life-changing impact on you, I need you to do the following thing for me now, okay? I need you to forget everything you know about weight loss. Put all of your beliefs, ideas, and theories of how to lose weight aside for the rest of this presentation and listen with an open mind. That's all I'm asking for. For the next 50 minutes or so, just give me an open mind and allow what I'm saying to influence you. And at the end, you can evaluate it, okay? Now, let's start with the truth, all right? And this can be a little painful, but we need to start with the truth if we're going to make any difference here. You're unhappy with your body, or you wouldn't be listening to this. And that's okay, okay? You don't like the way you look and feel, and you know that not only does it make you feel bad, but the weight is also stealing your energy, vitality, and years from your life. And the chances are that you regularly cycle through feelings of anger, frustration, desperation, disappointment because of the weight and your inability to change it. You've most likely tried all the different diets and nothing's worked long term. You've tried the diets, the exercise routines, the equipment. Maybe you've even tried pills or supplements or personal trainers. Okay, but I'm telling you right now, again, I've done over 2,000 private weight loss sessions. I've dedicated my career to helping people change their weight. That the real reason you've struggled with your weight isn't even your fault, right? The reason you have not permanently lost weight is that you don't know how to. I know you're thinking, of course I know how to lose weight. I just need to eat better and exercise. But understand this. This is essential. There is a huge difference between knowing what to do and knowing how to get yourself to do it. Okay, this is what I've spent my career focusing on, is how to get people, how to get myself, how to get others to do the things that you know you should do. Right? To become permanently thin and lean, you need to know how to get yourself to think, act, and respond like a thin person does. Okay, let me repeat this. It's easy to know what to do, but you get the results you're looking for when you know how to get yourself to do it. Now, the problem with diets and exercise plans is that they just tell you what to do, and they never teach you how to get yourself to actually do it long term, how to get yourself to do it automatically. Right? I mean, which would be more useful to you? A book with all the nutritional information of every food there is, or the ability to program your habits and cravings like a computer? Right? Which one's going to help you get the body you want? You see, the biggest reason people fail to lose weight permanently is because they think there's only one way to do it, dieting. I mean, this is what everyone does. When someone's going to go and lose weight, they start a diet, whether it's something they're following or their own. Now, the thing you understand about dieting, right, let me share a few facts with you about this, because we need to understand it. We're so immersed in it that sometimes we can't understand how futile it is to try dieting to lose weight. Statistically speaking, 95% of dieters fail to lose weight permanently. Think about that, 95%. So when you use a diet to create change, you've got a 5% chance of successfully doing it. Right? Why is this? Because dieting is a process of restricting food from yourself, which you like the most. Right? It's all the things that give you pleasure. Right? You feel good when you eat them. When you think about them, you start salivating, you get hungry. And dieting is this process of saying no, 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 no. All right? So it's a very difficult process to continue. Right? It's a short-term process. It helps you to lose a certain amount of weight in a short period of time, but it's not set up for long-term success. And again, the numbers prove this out. Your experience proves this out. How many people do you know who have dieted and successfully kept the weight off? Right? So again, I want you to recognize this. I want you to see this information with fresh eyes. Again, it's something you know, but I want you to see it and experience it in a new way. Now, one of the biggest problems with dieting is that it relies on willpower for success. Right? So the idea is that as long as you're focused and concentrating, you're in a good place emotionally and mentally, and you have the energy to concentrate, then you can get some success dieting because you can constantly think about it. You can constantly monitor yourself, monitor your cravings. But as soon as you get tired or depressed or stressed out or angry or frustrated or some negative emotional state, all of a sudden you fall back into what? Your old habits, your old patterns. Okay? Dieting is not a long-term plan, and that's why it doesn't work long-term in 95% of the cases. So the secret here is, right, as obvious as it is, we overlook it a lot of the time. The secret here is that we need to stop listening to the people around us who are struggling to lose weight and begin looking at the people who have lost the weight permanently. Think about permanently, I usually say about 2 years. And what have they done differently? How do they do it? And this is really what started my journey. Okay, I began studying people. I found people and I asked them, how did they do it? I interviewed them. And what I started to notice is that there was a completely different process going on for them. Now, before I share with you how they did it again, I want you to do something. I want you to sit up. I want you to drop your shoulders. Relax your stomach and take a deep breath. So what are they doing? What are permanent losers? People that can permanently change their bodies and maintain the change. What are they doing differently than dieters? Because they're doing a lot different. And we need to understand that. First of all, what I started to notice is that it wasn't just about weight. Okay, it wasn't just about losing a certain amount of weight or being a certain size or looking a certain way. It wasn't just this external focus. I found that people that really internalized this new lifestyle and really began living it and becoming this new person, as opposed to just changing their weight, they made it about the quality of their life. Right? So when you think about losing weight, again, I mean, we were trained to do this. We're trained to think about what clothes we'll wear, how we'll look, and we need to go deeper than that. So I want you to think to yourself for a moment. How would the quality of your life change if you had the body you wanted? And the way you do this is you go deeper than the body. Right? How would your energy levels be different? Right? How would your emotional states be different? Would you be in a better mood generally throughout the day if you had the body you wanted? Would you be happier? Would you smile more? How would your relationships be influenced by that? Would they improve? Right? Would the relationships in your life be better if you felt good about yourself and you had more energy and you felt happier? How would your career, right? How would your work improve if you had the body you wanted, if you had the energy levels, the emotions that supported that? If you felt good about yourself? If you felt attractive, if you looked attractive, if you had the confidence? You see, there's so much more to having this new body than just looking good. And you need to understand that most of us in our lives, we don't need to look good. A lot of people, if you're in a relationship, you're already in a committed relationship. And sure, you know, maybe romantically it'll improve a little bit, but the truth is that the majority of the benefit you're going to get from this new body has nothing to do with how you're going to look. It has to do with how you're going to feel. And as you start out your journey with that awareness, you're going to tap into so much more emotional resources that you can use. Okay, so that's the first thing I notice. Make it about the quality of your life. The process of changing your weight and your body is about improving the quality of your life in every way. The next thing is better questions. Right? I noticed this very quickly. When people that have truly changed themselves and changed their bodies in the way they think and feel and act about food, they ask better questions. They would say, how can I lose weight in an enjoyable way? How can I work out in a way that's fun and I look forward to? How can I eat in a way that is healthy for me and gives me the body I want, but also tastes good? Great questions. And I started using this. It made my journey much easier. Okay, and when people began doing this, their journey became much easier. Instead of assuming that weight loss is so difficult, right? Because, I mean, this is the case, right? People really think that they approach weight loss as if it's the hardest thing and the most unenjoyable. They got a gun to their head and they got to lose weight, as opposed to it being a complete life change for the better, something that's going to make them feel a million times better in every aspect of their lives. okay? So the secret is, the next thing is, ask better questions. What results do you want? And don't just assume there's only one way to get it. Ask questions. How can I lose weight in a fun and enjoyable way? Now, I'll give you a hint. When you first begin asking these questions to yourself, you probably won't have any answers because they're new questions. So have a little bit of patience with this and give yourself a little bit of time and genuinely look for answers, because when you find the answers, that's when everything begins to change. Imagine if you had an answer that you genuinely believed in that was really true. You had an answer to the question, how can I lose weight and maintain it in an easy and enjoyable and automatic way? Imagine you had that answer. So spend a little time working on it, because everyone's answer is a little bit different. Okay, give yourself a little bit of time and answer that question. And the next thing I noticed is that they focused on the long term from the beginning. They didn't go into it, I just want to lose this weight. Okay, that's what a lot of people do. I want to lose, 20 pounds. I got to lose 40 pounds. And it becomes a mantra. I lose 40 pounds. I got to lose 40 pounds. I got to lose 40 pounds. Well, they finally lose the 40 pounds, and because that was the entire goal, was to lose the 40 pounds, they ultimately get that goal, and now they don't really have anything to shoot for. Okay, they get addicted to the weight loss. Understand what I'm saying here? You want to get addicted to the feeling good, to the ideal body, to the energy levels, to the fitness. All right? And the way you do that is you start focusing on the long term. And so instead of taking some, how does the Atkins diet, I've done surveys, how does Atkins diet become the top diet? Everyone knows this is not a long-term solution. Right? We know this. People know it. They start it and they know it's not long-term, but what do they tell themselves? I'm just going to do it till I lose the weight. Well, what are you going to do then? You don't think unconsciously you're thinking about that? So unconsciously you think, well, I'm going to lose the weight, and then what? I'm going to put it back on. I'm going to go back to eating the way I used to. Now you tell yourself, oh, everything's going to change once I'm thin. But I'm here to tell you, that's not what happens. The reality is, and I can tell you this, because over and over and over again, I find people, they lost the weight, then they put it back on. Okay, and I said, why? What happened? I didn't feel like myself. I don't know. It just got boring. Okay, they didn't set themselves up for long-term success from the beginning. Okay, so when you start a plan, you need to start asking yourself the question, is this a plan I can follow forever? Is this enjoyable enough that I would do it for the rest of my life? Again, an answer you may not have the answer to right away, but as you get into it and you find that answer, that's when the magic happens. Okay? And the biggest secret of all, the biggest secret I discovered over and over and over and over again from people that I call permanent losers, that have achieved and maintained the weight loss, was that they had changed their thoughts, actions, and responses into that of a thin, lean, healthy person. I want you to understand the importance of this, okay? Their thoughts, actions, and responses were that of a thin person. What that means is that their unconscious mind, their thoughts, actions, and responses were supporting them. For most people, their thoughts, actions, and responses are working against their weight loss. They think, act, and respond like overweight people, like overeaters, like people that aren't in good shape. And so we need to go deeper than just the external behaviors, okay? Because you know that. You know what that feels like. You know the feeling of always obsessing on junk foods and trying to stop yourself. Let me give you an example that you can relate to. If you're listening to this and you're a non-smoker, I want you to understand that you're not a non-smoker because you fight off cigarette cravings all day long. You're a non-smoker because cigarettes just aren't part of your reality. You think, act, and respond like a non-smoker. And that's why you're a non-smoker, not because you have an iron willpower against cigarette cravings. You don't have any cigarette cravings, right? Now, if you are a smoker, think about something you don't do, right? Maybe you don't drink alcohol, or maybe you don't drink, whiskey or scotch. Why? Is it because you have this iron will, or because you don't even think about it? It's not part of your reality. And this is what I noticed overwhelmingly with people that I wanted to be like. I wanted to have that type of thoughts, actions, and responses, and that's what I modeled. Now, easy enough to say, right? Great, yeah, think, act, and respond like a thin person, but how do I make that happen? And that's where hypnosis and neurolinguistic programming came in. It was the fastest way and most effective way to change a person's thoughts, actions, and responses. Okay? So in order to do this, in order to get into how to program your mind, this is how you make it happen. We need to understand the mind. All right, so again, before we get into that, I want you to sit up, drop your shoulders, relax your stomach, take a deep breath. Okay, we're influencing our state when we do that. It makes you feel different every time you do it. You have a lot of control over the way that you feel. And the way that you feel has a lot to do with how you think. So let's go into the mind. What is the mind? We'll make two simple distinctions here. That you have a conscious mind and you have an unconscious mind. Now, the conscious part of your mind is the part of our mind that we usually try and create change with. Okay? The conscious part of your mind is rational. It understands what's good and what's bad. It understands, well, I should stop eating ice cream because it makes me fat. So I should stop eating it. Okay, easy enough. Conscious mind's where our willpower is. Okay, so I'm going to stop myself from eating ice cream. Crave it, but I'm going to stop myself. Okay, so this is usually the part of the mind that people try and create change through. They try and get more and more information. Okay, remember how I said earlier, though, it's easy to know what to do. You already know what to do. You have all the nutritional information and knowledge you need, probably, to create the body you want. And the challenge has been that you haven't been able to stick to it or maintain it long enough. And it's because you've been focusing on conscious, rational, willpower thought. The other part of your mind is the unconscious mind. And this is the part of your mind that runs your automatic behaviors, right? The real deep automatic things like your breathing and your body temperature. But it also, more importantly, maybe not more importantly, but it also importantly when it regards to your body and the weight, it runs your automatic behaviors. Okay, when you think about all the things you've learned through your life that you can just do now, right, when you think about reading and writing, when you think about walking, these are things you didn't know how to do when you were born, but you learned. And it took you a while to learn them. Right, reading and writing is one of my favorites. We so take it for granted now. But think about the amount of time and effort it took to learn how to understand what all those little symbols meant. But now, you understand it so well that if I put a word in front of you in English, that you would understand it instantly. You couldn't not understand it. And this is the power of the unconscious mind. When you think of all the behaviors you've learned that have gone into the unconscious mind that you no longer need to think about, you just know how to do. This is where the power of change exists. Because this is where your true habitual behaviors, your cravings, your perceptions are at. And this is the part of the mind that we want to influence if we're going to create permanent change. So in order to understand that, though, we need to understand the unconscious mind doesn't think the same way as the conscious mind. If it did, it'd be so easy. Because again, you and that's what gets frustrating, isn't it? Because you know what foods are bad for you, and yet you find yourself eating them. That's been the problem. Right? So you know one thing, but you feel something else, okay? And we get mad at ourselves. We say, God, I know that's bad for me, but I keep eating it. Why? Because the unconscious mind isn't rational. You can't say to the unconscious mind, hey, that ice cream's fattening, stop eating it, okay? Because what happens is the unconscious mind operates through associations. So the unconscious mind just knows that last time you ate ice cream, it tasted really good and you felt happy and everything was great. Took your mind off of some stuff for a little while, and it gave you a boost, got a little bit of a sugar rush. It's just a positive experience. There's none of that rational thought about what it means in the future and all the rest of it. It's like a little kid, your unconscious mind. It's in the moment. In the moment. It remembers the last moment you did that, and remember last time you ate the ice cream, it was great. Okay? So it's got associations. It associates feelings to things. Okay? Now, people do this auditorily. If you think back in high school, some song that used to be real popular, and every time you hear it now, you think back to high school. Okay, that's an association. You associate the two things together. Now, you don't associate them together because they necessarily had anything to do with them, other than that they were at the same time. Right? The song was playing when you were in high school. Right? The song wasn't necessarily about you and your situation in life. It was just playing at the same time, and so you linked them up together. Okay? So this is how the unconscious mind works. It links up feelings with things. So if you have used food emotionally to, you know, distract you or to feel better when you're depressed, what happens is you start linking feelings, positive feelings, to the food. And this is the level that we need to influence if you're going to get true change. Okay? Now, consciously, you communicate to yourself through language. Is you say, oh, okay, ice cream, that's no good. It's got a lot of calories, and there's this fat gram. And you understand all those things, and it makes sense to you. And logically, consciously, it makes all the sense in the world. Unconsciously, we have to communicate with ourselves through imagination. Okay, we have to think in pictures. We have to hear sounds. We got to use our imaginations. Now, we're going to go through some exercises in a moment so you can experience this, but I want to understand, like, if you've ever had a dream that's been really, had a real big impact on you, kind of stuck with you through the day, that's the power of the unconscious mind. That's the power of your imagination, right? It's real vivid imagination, and it sticks with you throughout the day. You keep thinking about it, or it makes you feel happy or sad or scared or whatever the dream was. But that's the power that your unconscious mind's imagination can have on you. Now, there's two things you need to understand about the unconscious mind, because that's what we're going to influence, right? This is where your habits are. Is number one, the unconscious mind does not understand negatives. This is essential, because what most people do is they try and communicate with, through negatives. Let me give you an example. The unconscious mind does not understand negatives. So if I say, don't think about something, try not to think about a yellow banana. Okay? Don't think about a yellow banana. Right? Stop thinking about a yellow banana. What happens? You instantly think about it. Okay? Well, what's a diet? Is it not a focus on everything you can't eat? Don't think about ice cream. Don't think about pizza. Don't think about potato chips. Think about your favorite food, but don't think about it. So it gets you unconsciously obsessing on the things that you need to avoid in order to get the results you want. Okay? Now, the other thing, this is what makes it worse, is the second rule of the unconscious mind is that the unconscious mind does not distinguish between vivid imagination and reality. Right? What this means is that vivid imagination creates a physiological state in you. So if you think about your favorite junk food or snack food or dessert, vividly, clearly, you imagine the first bite, you imagine how it feels in your mouth, you imagine chewing on it, or how it feels on your tongue, you may find yourself salivating. Now, there's not, that food's not there right now, and yet you've created that physiological response, that desire, that craving. So do you see if we put these two things together, how it makes it so difficult to lose weight if you're going to diet? Right? You're going to focus and concentrate on all the things you can't do so that you begin desiring them mentally, emotionally, and physiologically. And you go through the day like that. Is it any wonder that it only lasts a certain amount of time? Okay. Let me give you another example. The unconscious mind doesn't distinguish between vivid imagination and reality. When you watch a movie, right, particularly a very emotional movie, a horror movie is a good one. You know, you're in a theater watching some horror movie, and you're tense. Right? You're nervous. You're not breathing. Now, you're safe. In reality, you're safe. But in your mind, you're living vicariously in the movie, and you're literally, physiologically experiencing the same things that the people in the movie are. Right? So, again, you need to understand the power of your unconscious mind, that we are primarily unconscious, and that our imaginations can create these responses within us. So if you're going to create a long-term change within your body, if you're going to permanently lose weight, change up the foods that you crave, change up the way you think about exercising in your body, you need to influence the unconscious mind. Now, let me give you an example. I want to take you through an exercise here real quick. Now, again, before we do this, I want you to sit up, relax your shoulders, relax your stomach, and take a deep breath. Now, what I call this is the craving killer. Okay, and I want to give you a distinct difference between conscious change and unconscious change. With conscious change, we pick some food that we struggle with, and we say, that's it, I can't eat it anymore. But when we do that, we're not dealing with any of the unconscious changes. Okay, we're not dealing with the real problem, the engine here. Okay, because those go on and on and on and on automatically. So what I want you to do is I want you to think about the food that you would like to have more control over, the food that you that's really just your downfall, and you would like to be able to have more control over. You'd like to maybe eliminate cravings for. I want you to think about a food that you would like to feel that way about. You'd have to have a complete and total control. Like there's a dial in front of you, and you could, from 0 to 10, and you could decide what your craving level was for it, totally consciously at will. Now, with that food, I want you to imagine in your mind right now, I want you to imagine that you're eating that food in the way that you normally eat it. Okay, so, for example, if it's ice cream, right? How would you normally eat it? Do you eat it straight out of the pint container, the gallon container? Do you put it in a bowl? Right, and notice the routine aspects of it, by the way. Right? Just to mention that. Right? It's probably the same bowl you eat, same spoon, right? If that's the case. but notice the routine aspects of it and think about the most enjoyable way to consume that food. And I want you to imagine that right now. As you do it, keep your eyes closed. Okay, that allows you to make your imagination more vivid. And I want you to think about consuming that food and just genuinely enjoying it. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to imagine in your mind that as you consume that food, that you are now actually consuming it in front of a mirror, whatever mirror you normally look at. Maybe it's in the bathroom, in your bedroom. The mirror you normally look at yourself in. I want you to imagine consuming that food while you look at yourself in the mirror, eating it. And now as you watch yourself eating it, what I want you to notice is that you are naked. You have no clothes on. Okay, you're eating this food in front of a full mirror, ideally, watching yourself eat it with no clothes on, so you can see all the nooks and crannies of your body while you consume this food. And I want you to notice that you're standing on a scale on top of it. Okay, I want you to stand on this scale, watch yourself eating this food with no clothes on. And I want you to notice if that changes the way that you feel about the food at all. Does it decrease the cravings a little bit? Because this is what we're talking about. See, this is where change comes from. Because the unconscious mind runs 24 hours a day. It handles everything. It's infinitely more powerful than the conscious mind. If you're going to get the changes you want, if you're going to create the body you want, you need to get the unconscious mind going with you, supporting that. And the way you do it is you use these mental programming techniques to make it happen so that you eliminate cravings, you reduce them, you create feelings of indifference towards food, and you feel that way genuinely. Now, as you think about that, I want you to notice the difference in the quality of how you feel about that food now. Because most people do this process the opposite way. A lot of times when people step on a scale or they see themselves in the mirror naked or in clothes or whatever and they feel bad, there's no food there at that moment. Right? The times when you feel worst about your body, usually there's no food around. So you just, the only thing you have to link all this pain and this disappointment, this upset with is yourself. Right? And then it becomes this real self-berating, you know, destructive process. All right? So what we need to do here, part of it, is we need to reconfigure ourselves so that we're aligned truthfully. And that's the point I want to make here, is that this is the truth. The truth is that those foods that you feel so much enjoyment from and so much pleasure from oftentimes are the thing that are causing you the most pain. Now, you know this logically, but you don't feel it emotionally. You don't feel it unconsciously, and you can. It's just a matter of understanding how to do it. Okay? And the worst part is that these mental techniques, these very, very powerful mental programming techniques, not only are you not using them for you, but they are being used against you constantly. 3,000 ads a day, it's estimated, that we are exposed to. At least half of those have to be food-related. Okay, the other half probably just make us feel bad in some other way. We don't have enough. So we need to understand that these programming techniques are constantly being used on us. And if we don't learn to defend ourselves from them and retake control of our mind, then we are at the mercy of them. Okay, I want you to understand that. You're not born with cravings for, you know, obsessive cravings for sweets and desserts and junk food. They were created. They were manifested. I mean, if you ever look at obesity rates in this country, you start to notice that it wasn't always like this. Okay, and it really, one of the things it correlates to, besides all the different foods that are now available, is the amount of advertising and conditioning that was going on. Okay, and you can see a direct correlation that the increase in advertising led to an increase in obesity. Okay, you need to take control of your mind if you're going to truly change your body. And the beauty of this process is when you get your unconscious mind working for you, that's how you get the automatic change. That's what I hope everyone should be looking for. Okay, that's got to be at the very top of the list of your criteria of what program you're going to follow, is what gets me permanent results. Again, notice you've been conditioned, we've all been conditioned, to look for short-term results. How quickly can we lose the weight? Okay, well, you might lose it quickly, but you're going to put it back just as quickly if you can't maintain that system, that diet, or that pill-taking, or whatever, that exercising. Okay, so you need to look for something that's going to get you long-term results. And long-term doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be slow either. Okay, you can create rapid weight loss with a long-term plan. All right. Again, it's just a question of figuring out what works for you. So, last thing I want to end on here before we go into the actual by design programming session here is I just want to talk a little bit about your body. Okay, what is your body? I'll just make it real clear. Your body is not your body, right? The size is not the size because of genetics. It's not the size because of your history. Okay, it's not because of your willpower. Your body is what it is because of your behaviors. Okay, I want you to really truly understand that, because I want you to feel a sense of certainty and a sense of control. You are the one who is in control of what your body looks like. Okay? Don't get me wrong, you can't change your shape, and there's a certain size that you're born with. Okay, so we know this. But you have a lot of control over what your body looks like. Okay, your health level, your fitness level, your weight. Because your body is a reflection of your habitual actions and behaviors. Even in the most extreme cases, right? No matter what. And you know this because if all you did was drink water and eat carrots for the next 6 months, your body would change. It would look different. I'm not suggesting you do that. I'm just using that as an extreme example that I want you to feel a sense of control, because you do have control over your body. And when you feel that, when you get rid of all these different ideas that you aren't in control, or, well, my mom looks that way or whatever else, that's what I was telling you from the beginning. That's what I was born with, right? That's what I was born into. This idea that, well, everyone around me is overweight and eats this way. This is just the way it is. So it's not the way it is. There's lots of people out there that have transformed themselves. And I can say this so confidently because I've seen so many people now who have transformed their bodies, transformed their minds, and become completely different people. And they did it by changing their behaviors. Keep it simple, okay? Ultimately, that's what it is. Your body is a reflection of your behaviors, your actions. Now, people know this to a certain degree. That's why they follow diets and they follow exercise plans. If they change the way they act, they eat, or they exercise, their body changes. But most people stop there. Again, they just look to be told what to do. And they don't go a level deeper to find out how to get themselves to do it. And that's what this is all about. What affects your actions? Think back over your own history. Because, of course, you've done different plans. You've tried different things to lose weight. And the chances are that it went something like this. You started out great, and then it kind of faded, and you fell back in your old routines. So what was the difference? Right? Obviously, you acted different, but let's go a level deeper. What was the difference between when you were really into it and you were following a plan really well, and it was easy, and you were just kind of going with it, you were motivated, you were excited, and when you fell off the wagon, when you went back in your old routines? The thing I want you to start focusing on is your state, your emotional state. Okay, where are you at emotionally? Most likely, if you get sad or depressed or frustrated, it's a lot harder to get yourself to take actions that are going to give you the body you want. Okay, but this is the level we need to look at. And this is the level that exists, by the way. There's a whole, that's what, in my opinion, that's what hypnosis and NLP is all about. How to change the way that you feel at will. Not just saying I should feel better, I feel great when you don't, but genuinely feeling better instantly when you choose to. Because when you focus things on that level, when you gain control over how you feel most of the time, then you are, by definition, controlling your actions, right? Because if you feel good, if you feel motivated, you feel excited, you feel optimistic, you feel hopeful, the eating and the exercising kind of flows right out of that. Okay, so this is the level I want you to focus on. And this is what, again, this is what I spend my time on. This is what Program Yourself Thin is all about, is changing how you feel, right, in any moment, changing the cravings you have so that you eliminate bad cravings and install healthy cravings, and changing perceptions, what you even consider to be good and what you even consider on some levels to even be food. Okay, because we're in a, I say it's like a war right now. Again, there is a billion-dollar industry working to persuade you to consume their products, even though they're not good for you, even though they're hyper-palatable and easily addicted to. Okay, so we need to fight back with that, with the truth and some knowledge of how we operate as people. Not just what we should do, but how do we get ourselves to do that? Okay, and that's what this is all about. So I want to go into the body design session. What we're talking about here is, and I hope you've given this a little bit of thought before this call here, is that it's not just about, oh, I want to lose 30 pounds. I want to weigh X amount of pounds. Okay? Those are very superficial reasons. Okay? And they're going to get you very superficial, light results. To get the long-term, genuine transformation, you need to go deeper into the body you want, and go into the real meat and the heart of that change and what it's going to mean to you. Okay, and that's really the heart of this process here. Okay, so what we use in Program Yourself Then is a process called self-hypnotic programming. Simply, you're doing it yourself. Self. Hypnotic is you're putting yourself into a hypnotic state. You've already been in a hypnotic state millions of times in your life. Okay? You drive down the highway, a long highway, and just kind of zone out a little bit, kind of daydreaming a little bit, hypnosis. You're waking up in the morning, you're kind of half awake, half asleep, lying in bed, you're half dreaming, half awake, hypnosis. Okay? You watch a movie, you get totally enthralled with it, you forget all about your surroundings, hypnosis. Right? So this is constant. It's constantly happening. We go in and out of it. So the last part is programming. We are intentionally going to program our mind so that we crave the things that are going to support us, then we feel the way we want to feel, and we behave the way that's going to give us the body and the results that we want. Okay, so that's all we're doing here. In order to go into a self-hypnotic state, it's easy as pie. All right? Maybe that's the wrong analogy to use if we want to lose weight. So what we want to do, though, again, is sit up straight, drop the shoulders, relax the stomach, take a deep breath. I want you to notice as you do that you do feel different. You feel more relaxed. You feel a little bit better. Feel a little better sense of well-being. Now, when you think about the body you want, you can think about specific weight if you'd like. Okay, you can think about size clothes you wear, what they'll look like on your body. And then I want you to think about how it'll feel to live that way, how it'll feel to be that person. You see, unconsciously sometimes when people think about weight loss, they can imagine themselves losing the weight. But on an unconscious level, they imagine it being a struggle the entire time. They imagine themselves craving unhealthy foods the entire time and it being a real struggle for them. You see, you can't do that. What we want to do is imagine what it would be like to be the person that you want to be all the way through. Another way to look at this is we're looking to create change from the inside out. If you think, act, and respond like a thin person, if we gave you a brain transplant and you become a person who just craves healthy foods naturally, who doesn't you know, banish unhealthy foods, sweets, junk food, right, all that stuff, doesn't banish them, but just is not that interested in them. There's just not that much connection to them because you just know that they're not really supporting you in any way. They taste good and all, but that's just not what you're looking for. If you became that person, your body changes. And that's where I want you to go deeper. Okay, this isn't just about the external, what you're going to look like. That part's great too. Right? If you wanted to think about that, everyone thinks about that. That part's, you've worked enough on that. What I want you to do is I want you to think about the person that you want to be. How you'd like to think, act, and respond in situations. All right. So what I'd like you to do, ideally you're sitting down, and I want you to close your eyes and relax your shoulders, relax your stomach, take a few deep breaths. And what I want you to do is just do a quick progressive relaxation. Relax your toes, relax your feet, relax the top of your feet, your ankles, let your calves relax. You can just use your imagination. Just imagine those parts of your body letting go and relaxing. Let your knees relax, your thighs relax. Up through your waist, let that relaxation move up through your waist into your stomach. The stomach and the organs relax. Let that feeling of relaxation move into your lungs and your heart. Let it move up into your shoulders, down into your arms, past your elbows into your forearms. Past your wrists into your hands and fingers. Moving back into your arms, past your elbows into your forearms. Up into your shoulders, moving up into your neck. Let that relaxation move into your ears and down into your jaw. And really let your jaw relax. Let that relaxation move over your lips, moving up into your nose and nasal passages. And allow that relaxation to fill the inside of your body with each and every breath you take. Allow that feeling to move up into your eyes and eyelids right now. Let your eyelids relax, your eyes relax. And this feels nice. You probably don't let your eyes relax too much, so let them relax now. Let that feeling move into your eyebrows. Let your eyebrows relax. Let that feeling move into your forehead, down over your temples and down over your face, over the top of your head, down the back of your head, all the way down the back of your neck, across your shoulders, all the way down your spine, one vertebrae at a time, slowly moving its way down, all the way down your spine, to the bottom, all the way down the back of your legs, back of your knees, back of your calves, all the way down to your feet and toes. It's a simple relaxation, but it changes the way that you feel. Okay, that's what this is all about, is changing how you feel at will. Now what I want you to do is I want you to imagine that it's tomorrow morning and you just woken up, however you normally wake up, but you've got a few moments where you can just lie in bed. And as you lie in bed, I want you to think about yourself lying there in the exact body that you want. Okay? Now I'm talking about your body. You know, imagine, I wish I had this person's body. I want you to imagine your body. The body that you were born to. The body that you're lucky enough to have. But I want you to imagine your body in its ideal state. Ideal strength, flexibility, energy level, weight, shape. Your body in its ideal shape. I want you to imagine this as you lie in bed when your eyes are still closed. And I want you to imagine running your hands over the different parts of your body that you would like to feel. You don't have to actually do it. Just in your mind, imagine your body feeling the way that you want it to feel. So as you lie in bed in the morning, you just appreciate how your body feels and the body that you have. And I want you to imagine hopping out of bed in the morning and getting dressed in the clothes that you'd like to wear. And imagine yourself putting the clothes on and them fitting and looking exactly the way that you'd like them to look and feel. Now, not only do they look and feel good, but I want you to notice how you feel in them. What emotions are you experiencing in this body? Excitement, happiness. How's your posture? Are you standing with your head held a little higher, your shoulders back a little more, a little more confident body language? These things are important because you can do them now. And now imagine going through your day. You start your day. What do you normally do? Just a typical, whatever you think you're going to do tomorrow. Do the same stuff, but in that body. Whatever you eat for breakfast, see yourself choosing what you're going to eat for breakfast when you're in that body. Notice if you don't choose something different. Notice if you don't have different cravings when you imagine yourself in that body feeling that way. Right? Notice how much easier it is to eat well when you already feel good and you don't need the food to make you feel good, but you rely on your body to make you feel good, your energy, your emotions, your mental state. And now imagine yourself going through the next part of the day. Maybe you go to work. Maybe you got errands you run. Whatever you normally do tomorrow, imagine yourself doing those things in that body. Imagine the feeling of walking in that body, getting into the car, out of the car. Notice the freedom of movement. Notice the lightness, the emotional lightness, the mental lightness of having that body, the clarity, the just simple enjoyment of having your body primed and tuned up the way you want it to be. Notice how people look at you, how they react to you, how they communicate with you. Yes, it's different when you're in that body. Go through the day, the different things that pop in your mind. It's tomorrow, right? So you have some idea what tomorrow's going to be. Imagine yourself in that body going through it. Imagine lunchtime. What do you want to eat? Because when you feel this way, your cravings change. You crave healthier food. You crave water. You crave energy. You crave more of this genuine good feeling. it's a different pleasure. It's a different good feeling than junk food, sweets, overeating. It's more real. It's more genuine. Imagine yourself going through the afternoon. Think about dinner. And notice yourself walking. Again, notice how you move throughout the day in this body. Think about it in your mind and feel it as clearly as possible. Right? Different things will influence you more than others. What would you have for dinner, right? Imagine eating dinner wherever you would eat it. If you go out to a restaurant, what would you order? Would you feel more in control? Would it be easier to order the right thing when you feel that way, when you have that body? And now imagine yourself going through the evening in that body, that way. What would you do? And bring it all the way through to the end of the night, and you're back in bed. And imagine the next day, again, because every day you have some idea what the next day is going to bring. And whether you realize it or not, on some level, you're always pre-programming yourself. You're always kind of running through the next day to some degree. But not just what you're going to do, but how you're going to do it. Just now when you imagined all this, you probably imagine yourself, again, standing up straighter, feeling more confident. You had a different aura about you. It's like you were a different person. It wasn't just your body that was different. You were a different person. The funny thing about weight loss, when it happens in a genuine way, is that although you lose some of yourself physically, you become more of yourself. You allow yourself to come out more and be more of who you are. That's what weight loss is all about. It's about becoming the person who you truly are. And the more you do that, the easier it is to eat well and to become healthier, because it feels good. Okay, so you come out of that for a moment. I want you to notice how you feel. Don't feel bad if you felt really good. I say, oh, well, I don't have that body. It's okay, because this is the key thing. When you do something like that, again, you're just doing this just kind of fresh, and we haven't really gone through exactly how to really tweak this and really, really refine it and feel all those things intensely. But I do it just to give you an example. Because what a lot of people say to themselves, the mistake they make, is they say, when I lose the weight, once I lose the weight, then I'm going to be confident. Then I'm going to be energized. Then I'm going to feel confident and strong and whatever else. But the time to feel those things is right now. Because when you feel those things now, it's automatically going to make it easier to eat well. It's automatically going to change the cravings and how you behave. So you don't want to get in that trap of, well, once I, life's too short anyways. Do you want to feel confident in 6 months or now? If you felt confident now, would it be easier to lose the weight or harder? See? It's all about emotions. It's all about being able to program your mind and manipulate how you feel. And this is something that everyone should know, but we don't for some reason. So it's up to you to take it upon yourself and learn it, because it changes everything, as you probably just experienced. Now you can take this deeper tonight, because you can imagine yourself in that body as that person. Because that's what I want you to understand. It's not just about that body. It's about that person. And that is the person who you want to be. So this isn't about, I want to have that body exclusively. It's about, I want to become that person. And the good news is this. You can become that person right now. You don't need to lose any weight to become that person. What'll happen, and what I always see happen, is when you become that person, your body changes anyways. Become that person now. So I hope you've enjoyed this. Okay, I hope this has put some lights on for you. All right. Now I want to tell you a little bit, because like I said, we're gonna start a live Program Yourself Thin course, and this is really, like I said, this is really just an overview. So if you thought any of this was powerful or useful, all I can tell you is this is literally just the tip of the iceberg. There's a lot more, so that you have complete total control over your emotional states, your cravings, how you eat, how you exercise. Okay, and that's what Program Yourself Thin is all about. So let me go through it a little bit. I'll tell you a little about it, because I'm gonna make you a special offer tonight. As I said, I'm going to put this out, and this is going to be cool. I haven't done this before, and it's a really powerful way to absorb information. I'm going to put this new body session onto a PowerPoint, and it's going to be a video that you can watch. So that's going to be cool. And you'll be able to get the Program Yourself Thin course at the discount I'm going to tell you about in a second for, I believe, another week and a half. Okay, I'm going to keep it open for a week and a half, and I'm going to cut off registration for it because, again, it starts to get too backed up. So let me tell you a little bit about what the program's all about. Program Yourself Thin is an 8-week course. Okay, it's an 8-week coaching training program. It's not just about motivation. Okay, it's about learning. You're going to learn about your mind, your body, how to really truly influence it. Okay, and so I've split it into eight. There's eight classes, 8-hour long classes that you get. Each class comes with class notes, and there's a class summary to it. The first class is designing your new thin self-image. Okay, understand this. It's not just about how you want to look. It's about the person you need to be to make that happen. So the first part of it is, you just kind of had an idea about what your body's going to look like and how it's going to feel. The next part is creating the personality, the self-image you hold of yourself that makes that happen automatically. So the first class is designing your new self-image. The following class is installing it. Okay, so you design that self-image, who you want to be. And then we work on installing it so it becomes automatic, so you become that person. Class 3 is the science of personal change. Right? This is where you learn self-hypnotic programming. There's a lot of technical stuff there that you can learn about your mind. I like to call it practical psychology, okay? Because you learn the ins and outs of your minds and how to truly influence yourself. And the best part of this is when you learn this, you start to, not only can you do a lot of good stuff, that part's really great, but to me, the part I like the most of learning all this is that I can stop myself from doing all the negative stuff I was doing to myself and continue to do myself. I'm always catching myself, okay? Because the truth is we're our own best hypnotist, okay? We're our own hypnotist. We're constantly talking to ourselves in our head, and we're constantly giving ourselves suggestions. So to understand that and to be aware of it, it's amazing when you can stop it. That in and of itself is very powerful. So again, you learn here how to use self-hypnotic programming, how to really influence your unconscious mind to get these results, how to set your weight like a thermostat, okay? And then we move into class 4, which is probably the most important class, eliminating emotional eating, okay? My belief is that the number one cause of weight issues, of struggles with weight, is emotional eating, right? Because if you didn't have emotional eating, when would you eat? When you genuinely needed nourishment, right? When you're genuinely hungry. In America, a lot of people don't even remember what hunger, true, genuine hunger, feels like. Okay, so this class is essential. Eliminating emotional eating, but the beauty here is, again, you eliminate emotional eating by genuinely feeling those emotions. There's a term I like to use called emotional malnourishment. And what I mean by that is that oftentimes people begin to rely on food as their emotional fulfillment. Right? So they use, junk food as relaxation to unwind. Well, if you keep doing that, it's not true, genuine relaxation, all right, compared to other things. So again, the cool thing about eliminating emotional eating in this class is that you actually begin to feel emotions that you're looking for, so that's a real life changer, that class. Class 5, mastering motivation, okay? So you learn how to control your focus, how to reprogram yourself to love exercising, what increases and what decreases motivation. Again, like I said, you start to realize some of the things you're doing to yourself that are self-sabotaging you. And once you have the awareness of it, you can stop them. But again, a lot of times people don't even realize they're doing it. Week 6, there's talking yourself thin. Okay, and so you really learn, again, the self-talk and how to really program your mind in that way to get the results that you're looking for. Class 7 is when we get to strategies for automatic weight loss. Right? Think about the weight loss class, and we don't get into the strategies of it till week 7. But don't worry, most people lose a lot of weight before then. Okay, because again, I want you to just think about it for a moment. If you started feeling better, think about your own life, when you feel better, when you're more optimistic, when you feel just more hopeful and happy about things in your life, more grateful, how do you eat? Right? You tend to eat better naturally. Okay, so the coolest, I think, kind of secret is that most weight loss, you don't need any more information as far as nutrition or exercising goes. Okay, that's kind of a big secret that I think a lot of people don't realize. Okay. But anyways, class 7, we get into strategies, things that the permanent weight loss people have used. Again, when you get this course, you can go through this at any period you want, but the cool thing about the live program is that every week there's going to be a live call where I'm going to summarize that week's class, and then I'll take questions and answers at the end of it. Okay, so you'll actually literally be able to get on the phone with me, or if you can't make the call, you can literally type in questions, and I'll go through them. And class 8 is ultimate success. Again, how do you get ultimate long-term permanent results? A lot of people don't think about this, okay? But there's a science to it. So that's the core of the program, is these 8-week classes, these trainings. But the other part that goes along with it, it's just as important, is the 6 self-hypnosis sessions that you can use. Each one's about 15, 20 minutes, and you can choose which ones you want to use depending on what your mood is. There's the New Thin Me, Craving Eliminator, Ultimate Relaxation, Think, Act, and Respond as a Thin Person, Motivation Autopilot, Successful Habit Reinforcer. Okay, and so these are complete self-hypnosis sessions where you just kind of sit back, relax, and allow the suggestions to go in. And it literally is like magic, because it changes the way you're thinking, it changes the way you feel. So it's pretty cool. You also get weight loss videos. You know, each one's about 5-6 minutes or so. And, you know, there's designing your dream body, how to create natural motivation, how to change your habits, Pavlov's weight loss secrets. So a lot of different videos, just kind of short videos, reinforcing some of the most important lessons of the program. Okay. One of the cool things about studying learning and accelerated learning is that the more mediums that you can get the information in, the deeper it goes in, the more likely you're to really retain it. Okay, so there's a lot of audio training, there's self-hypnosis sessions, there's class notes, transcripts, there's some ebooks, there's these videos, so I try and cover everything I can. Some of the bonus ebooks you get: Holistic Healing Secrets, Insider Nutrition Secrets, 177 Ways to Burn Calories, Change Your Mind, Change Your Life. So that's the main course, okay? And this is usually, this program is downloadable, okay, so you get instant access to it. It's $197 normally. There's a coaching, if you want to get daily coaching, it's another $47. That's an option you can take. For the next week and a half here, until the second week of the class, you can get the entire program for $97, okay? And if you want to get that, you can go to programyourselfthin.com/now, N-O-W, okay? So you can get that. And again, you'll be able to get that for the next week and a half or so at the discounted rate, and it's 50% off, okay? And I do this a couple times a year when I do the live course. programyourselfthin.com/now, and you can get started with that. Now, let me tell you about the special offer. And by the way, this is all guaranteed. Okay, it's a 60-day guarantee on this. So you go through the whole program. If for whatever reason it wasn't for you, let me know, and you get all your money back. Okay, and it's all handled through ClickBank, so it's a third party that handles all that. Now, let me tell you a little bit about this is tonight's special offer. Okay, the first thing is, I'm only doing this for the first 20 people, just because I can't give too many of these away. It's valuable. For the first 20 people that order, this is just tonight, is you're going to get the Elite Body program. Okay, what that is I interviewed over 20 of some of the top nutrition and fitness experts in the world, and I interviewed them and found out, you know, their best information. Each call, it's an audio call, you get transcripts, and you get a mind map, okay, which is basically just a graphical outline. And so you'll get that, and you'll have access to all of those. So if you order tonight and you're one of the first 20, email me at jim@programyourselfthin, and I will email you the link to that so you can download that program. And the other bonus, and again, this is only on the phone call tonight for the first 20 people, is you're going to get my comfortable yoga program, but I'm doing it with videos. Okay, so I have found that yoga to be essential. It's awesome to help you lose weight. Again, it works in this very natural, automatic way. So what I did is, it's comfortable yoga. Okay, it's not yoga, you know, crazy yoga where you bend yourself like a pretzel and it's sore and it hurts. Comfortable yoga is all about being comfortable. Okay, I always found this odd. There's really nothing out there that just focuses on your comfort. Well, I'll tell you what makes you more comfortable than anything is being flexible, being strong, being able to move, having a flexible spine. Okay, so that's what this program's all about. You'll get the audio portion of it, and you're also going to get the videos, which I'm going to shoot within the next week. Okay, and again, those will all be downloadable, and you'll be able to watch them. There's a 60-minute routine, a 20-minute routine, and a 5-minute routine. And I'm going to add some other daily videos that you can use to watch and learn this. okay? So again, that's for the first 20 people. You got to email me, though, okay? You got to email me at jim@programyourselfthin.com. Just forward me your receipt and let me know. If you're one of the top 20, I'll send you the download link for the Elite Body and the Comfortable Yoga Program, okay? So again, that link is programyourselfthin.com/NOW, and you'll see the option. The final thing I want to mention is with this order, you get the option. I'm giving you a free month of my Program Yourself Thin weekly coaching program. Okay, basically every week I send you a 10-minute video where I give you a different technique you can use. Okay, and so I'm giving you the first month free. Or you can test it out and try it out if you like it. If you don't want to take that, there's a link there we can order without that. But it's pretty cool. You get some different bonus stuff, and every week you get a pretty sweet video that explains a lot of the core components and kind of goes beyond it. Right? So the more ways you can put this stuff into your brain, the more you surround yourself with it, the more influence and impact it has. All right. So I hope you've been enjoying this. I hope you enjoyed the call. If you have any questions, you can always email me at jim@programyourselfthin.com. And if you want to take advantage of the special bonuses tonight, you can go to programyourselfthin.com/NOW. Thank you very much, everyone, and have a great night.